Hello, everyone. Do what, babe?
Glasses.
Yes, my glasses. Sorry. We are trying to find the queen's glasses so that she can see today. I'm sure they're not in this room where I would have them on. They're either downstairs or in the... there probably is a pair in the bed. Sorry, y'all. Usually I have it more together, but we have been answering lots of questions here. And I wanted to get ready for the first weekend motivator for many of our new tribe members. Just to let you know, this is what today is. So I'm doing a Facebook Live. I'm going to talk about a topic to kind of get you all started for the weekend so that you can just, I don't know. I just love the idea of going into the weekend with like some good stuff in mind. So if you don't see any glasses anywhere, Jesus, at some point we'll get some glasses. I literally can't read. I'm just blind as a bat these days. This is the topic that I want to talk about today. So it is, sometimes you just have an urge to eat. And I cannot remember who I was talking to yesterday in the tribe. So I was in the Facebook group and I was coaching. And somebody was asking the question. So for all of our newbies, if you don't know, this month what we are studying as a tribe. So you're all going to go through your no BS. But we always have like a topic that we focus on each month. And the one we're actually focused on this time is all about urges, like cravings, temptations, and urges. So urges are a feeling that we have, and that is the reason why we'll eat. So whenever you feel an urge, you're either going to eat or you're not going to eat, right? And it's really that simple. It's like you're going to feel one, and one of two things are going to happen. But the urge at some point ends. So she was asking about, do you ever just want to eat something? Is that still an urge? And it is. So I want to talk about this specifically because this is my biggest issue to date. So like when I was first losing weight, one of the things that was an issue for me was I still wanted a lot of like junk food and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of my urges weren't just to eat, but they were to eat the wrong things. Oh, thank you so much. And it wasn't even so much that, like, I don't love like thinking about them as the wrong things, but they were the wrong choices for the goals that I had. So it's not that there were good foods or bad foods. It was more, if you think about it, there are foods that either get you closer to your goal or they don't get you closer to your goal. And it really depends on what your goal is and all that kind of good junk. Well, in the beginning, like I would want to eat those things. So I had like urges for specific things. Well, nowadays what happens is like when I'm bored, I will tell you the hardest time for me is when I've been working a lot and I want a break, I still have the urge to just want to eat something. Like I may not be hungry or whatever. I'm willing to eat a salad. I would be willing to have fruit or whatever. Mine is I have to be really aware that there are times that I want to just eat to entertain myself. I want to just eat to basically scratch the itch of not feeling tired, of not feeling desire to do something, the not feel like I need to be busy. And that is what I've noticed in myself. So when this question came up, I was like, oh yeah, very, like I would say the majority of my urges that I deal with are always because I want to eat and I'm willing to eat something healthy, but I know I'm not hungry. I know that I just don't want to feel like I'll have thoughts of I should be working, I should be doing this, I'm wasting my time, I'm getting behind, all of that. So I'm eating to extinguish all of those thoughts. It's like, oh, I'll have a salad. And it's like a very subtle shift. So it's like one of those things that a lot of us need to pay attention to. Because some of you, even when you first start losing weight, you will easily justify some of these small thoughts. You will easily justify, but it's a salad. I mean, I remember when I was 250 and I was eating like the ding-dongs and donuts, Corinne. We have to be looking for all those little things. So I loved the question because it's super important to understand when you're hungry, is it physical or is it emotional? Also, when you are wanting to eat, is it for a specific food or is it for anything? Like there's just like all these different points that you can dissect this out. So like when you think I want to eat, the first question should always be like, am I physically hungry or am I emotionally hungry? Now, physical hunger, you're going to feel it in your body. emotional hunger, we'll have a conversation. Now, this is the thing that I think that I see a lot in the tribe. Guys, we have plenty of us that have had bullshit past, and we are emotionally eating to like fix our lives and We have a lot of us though, I would say the majority of us, we have pretty good fucking lives. Like, we like our life. We're emotionally eating because like we're happy. What we don't want to do right now is feel bored. I don't want to feel bored. You know what I want to do? I want to feel rewarded for, you know, slaying the day. Like, we do a lot of happy eating. That doesn't mean that that's like serving the purpose. We have to be very aware of what we're doing. So if we're wanting to eat something simply because like I'm just hungry, I want a distraction. Like, I want to be distracted from getting back to work. I want to be distracted from wanting food. I want to be distracted from whatever it is. So it's like one of the first things is like you notice you're wanting to eat and ask yourself, is this true physical hunger or is this emotional hunger? If it's emotional hunger, you need to ask yourself, like, what is it going to solve right now? Like, literally. Like, if you're wanting to eat because you need to take a break from work, you need to ask, like, I would just like say, like, if my daughter came up to me and said, hey, mom, like, I'm really tired of doing my homework. Would you say, oh, you should just go eat? That's what I'd do. Like, if we wouldn't tell our daughter to go eat because she needs a break from studying, if we wouldn't tell our son, like, think about this. I love this new concept that I've been talking about. Our brains illogically make all kinds of connections. So it's thinking about, I was actually explaining this to someone else this morning, thinking about like when you are overeating, right? And a lot of us think that the solution is it has to stop right now. Like, no, step one isn't that we don't overeat. Step one very often is understanding how to break the connection of the illogical reasoning that we have behind our eating. So for those of you who are binging, for those of you who are overeating at night, for those of you who are just eating for entertainment, those of you who just are like, I love when my husband and I sit down and split some chips at night. Like, that's a very happy occasion. You need to ask yourself, like, why am I eating? Because a lot of you will tell me, like, to feel connected to my husband, to take a break from my kids, to rest after a hard day, to celebrate a week where I just finished all kinds of projects, whatever it is. Imagine someone like your son, your daughter, a best friend, your mother. Just pick someone that would come to you and say, like, I'm just going to tell you right now, like, I really want to connect with my husband. What do you think is the best way for me to do that? Y'all should split chips like every night. All I know is that splitting a bag of chips every night is the key to making sure that your marriage is on track. Your brain is like, what? Like, it will say, like, you will hear that it's an illogical connection you've made to food. So it's just, it's one of those things I want you guys to think about. So especially for all of my newbies, I'm going to be giving you so many things to think about, right? What I like to do is give you easy things. One of which is every time you're hungry, just stop for a hot second and be willing to say, like, if I want to eat it anyway, that's fine. But the habit I'm trying to break right now, and I want y'all to think about this. A lot of you will tell me that I'm going to get to the lip color in a little bit, y'all. I see the chatter. I'm going to have to go get it, though, because it's a Huda brand. But this is what I want you guys to think about. When you are like, ugh, I lost my train of thought. It's going to come back to me, though. Oh, a lot of you who binge eat and a lot of you who overeat will tell me it's like it just happens. It's like it's just overnight. It's like, or just like in a split second. I want you to think about this. It probably is that way because what you're doing is that if you have a gap where you're going to think about your choice in that gap, you're going to be super punitive. So I'll give you an example. Let's say let's use 8 o'clock at night. A lot of us have the issue of eating 8 o'clock at night. It's 8 o'clock. If you don't just beeline and get the food in your mouth and you start doing it, or if you like stop to think, here's the conversation that goes on. We really can't have these things. We're never going to lose weight doing this. This is just some bullshit that you've got to quit doing. Like, you're going to just fail if you keep doing it. I don't know how long this urge is going to last. Like, or you'll say things like, if you weren't so fat, you'd never have to deal with this to begin with. That moment in between when the urge hits and the decision to do, like, follow through on the eating part of it is filled with such piss and vinegar that your brain rushes the process. So what I'm trying to do is teach you a way to have that nanosecond to start expanding to where it gets bigger. The only way for that time frame to get bigger is if whatever you fill that time frame with doesn't feel like your brain is under attack. If you're going to bitch at it and you're going to tell it it's going to be restricted and deprived and you're going to create all these like hot ass emotions around it, guess what? Your brain thinks something is going wrong. It starts jacking up your cortisol and it's going to shrink the time you have to make the decision. It is going to feel as if it's happening to you. It never is. There's always a decision. Let me just tell you, because you get up and you go walk and get it. It's not like you're the baby bird going, I'm having a bad day. Somebody drop it. That's not what's happening. What's happening is at some point, your ass physically gets up and goes get some food. So there was always a decision there. So here's the thing I want you to think about. When that gap will get wider if we make that gap inviting. If we make that gap non-threatening. And I think step one and the best way to do it to expand your gap so that you have time to truly make a decision for yourself is number one, is to use like just to connect to your brain that this is an illogical reasoning process going on. My brain is used to telling me that it tastes good. My brain is used to telling me that we can start tomorrow. My brain is used to telling me this will be fun to do with my husband. Like my brain is used to all of that, right? So then what you need to do is you need to like make that connection. So you think, okay, if my friend said, I really want to lose some weight, but God, food tastes so good. If you were going to help her get her goal and rather just be like, girl, I know that's a problem. Rather than just agreeing with her that her bullshit thinking's okay, which in our accountability groups, we should never be doing that. And if we are, I swear to God, I'm going to come find all of you. What would you tell her? Be like, oh, I understand that it tastes good, but that doesn't mean that you should just eat it. I mean, like you just kind of have like the conversation with yourself that sounds very like, oh, I see where I'm making these connections. If your girlfriend was wanting to connect with her husband, you would never, like your advice would never be like, y'all should just split chips all the time. I think that'll help. Like have that conversation with the agreeance. Now, agreement. I've said agreeance 1,000 times today. With the agreement with yourself. That at the end of that conversation, you're going to give yourself like 90 seconds. Y'all know I've been talking to you about that 90-second rule. Count down from 90. The end of the conversation, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, and you can have that food if you want it. You get to have it. Your brain has to be trained first and foremost to think, oh, this is a choice. We're just going to start telling the truth. And we're not going to be deprived and things taken away from us. Like when your brain makes all of that connection and you start having a gap, what you're doing is you're going from where you have the nanosecond, only the habit brain is talking to you. Your habit brain does not have any goals in mind. It has your heartbeat, your lung functions. It has everything that's required in order for you to be breathing and living. That's what it has. It also has automated thoughts. It does not think. It just sends up what it's been pre-programmed. When you allow your reasoning brain to come in to the conversation, that's where the gap starts expanding. The reasoning brain gets in on the conversation. The reasoning brain starts saying things like goals. It starts like talking to you in a way that's not punitive. We have to train for that. I'm just going to tell you guys, I just think this is the money. I think that I am totally on to something. Like, the more I've taught urges this month, I'm just like, oh, fuck, we're going to really conquer urges. I'm just telling you. I've even noticed in my own, like, I'm playing with a whole nother concept I was just talking about verbalizing this one. I'm not ready to tell you guys about it yet because I want to make sure that it's, like, really set for you guys, but it will be this month. But it's this idea of, like, I want you guys to first step, ask yourself, am I hungry? If you are physically hungry, I want you to eat. See, if you want to wait, that's fine, but I don't want you denying yourself if you're truly, actually physically hungry. I just think in my tribe, I have mentors that do not agree with me on this. I think in my tribe, the reason why I want you to eat when you're truly physically, sorry, somebody called me in the middle of this. The reason why I want you to truly eat when you're physically hungry is because I really want you to train your body to, like, it's sending me the signals it needs. I want you to establish trust factor with it. To me, that's really important. Then what I want you to do is if you're emotion, like, it's like, no, I'm really just wanting it. Emotional hunger means, like, chips will do it, not broccoli. Or I would eat some chicken, but it's not that I'm really hungry. Like, I really, really, really want you to think about if it's emotional. It doesn't even have to be bad. It can be for happy reasons. And if it's emotional, I want you to think about, is this the advice I would I have someone eat? Like, what am I trying to solve here? And would I tell somebody else to do that? Would I or wouldn't I? And if you wouldn't, just agree, like, okay, I'm giving myself illogical advice. The advice I would give someone else is this. Count down from 90 before you even ask that question. I've talked to you guys about this in the Urge Workshop. If when you start feeling a food urge and when you start having hunger and when you start having a craving, count down from 90 first. Let the cortisol burn out of your body. When you're having an urge, it's going to send that cortisol first thing. Let that burn off. Then have the conversation. And then at the end, decide, am I going to have it or not? And you do not beat yourself up if you decide to have it. You just understand that you're making a choice to overeat. And then we're going to work on why you're choosing to overeat, even when your better brain comes in. But this is so important, guys. So important. Make sure you link the actual Kit store. Mary Jo, not everybody knows what Kit store is. All right. So we're going to take a couple questions real quick. I'm going to give some shout outs and then we're going to get out of here. Weekend motivator is a fast one, y'all. We try to keep these the short ones. Otherwise, you guys have like hours upon hours of content for all my newbies. Tomorrow is orientation. We're going to be doing it at 10:30. If you can't make it, or not 10:30, 2:30. If you can't make it, don't worry. It will go into the private member podcast. I will make sure the private member podcast gets loaded to up with the orientation tomorrow afternoon. Usually we give 24 hours, but I know how to do it. So I'll make sure it all gets loaded tomorrow. And while I'm doing it, if y'all want to leave comments on your success, this is a good time to do it because we have a lot of newbies here. Let me go grab that lipstick and then I'll do shout outs and then I'll answer the questions. I think it's this one. Okay. Good luck on me seeing this tiny writing. Oh, shit. Dude, y'all, that's so little. I don't think I can see that. Icon. It's named Icon, and it's made by Huda. It's a mat. And then what is on top of it is MAC lip glass. And it's like, it's almost a sheer clear. The name of that one has rubbed off. I've had it for a little bit. But it's just like any kind of a sheer, I wouldn't call it white, but it's almost a white color and it's from MAC. I love both of them. All right. Here is our shout outs for the week. We have two people off diabetes meds this week. Number one is Cheryl Owens. Just want to give her a shout out because I was just trolling through one of the threads and I was like, oh my God, she got off diabetes meds this week. And Norma Fran had taken daily insulin shots for 15 years, and on Friday found out she is no longer considered diabetic, and she can quit all of her shots and medicine. She said this was her compelling reason to lose all of her weight the way she would live it. So I'm very proud of Norma. Guys, if you will just go into the search tab, if you're wanting some inspiration, you should search for Norma Fran, F-R-A-H-N, and see some of her posts. She's lost quite a bit of weight. She just is an adorable lady. I just love her to death. So anyway, a shout out to her. And I have to all right, so Mary Jo gives me my shout outs, but I had to go rogue a little bit because I had a couple I wanted to make sure I included. I want to give a shout out to my girl, Kara Velasco. She just came to the Don't Stop Believing race. She is so adorable and so amazing. And I have had the privilege of for over a year coaching her live because she's come to some events. And we've just coached on so much stuff. But one of the things that I loved, and I actually had, and I cannot think of the other girl's name, but she started a business this year. Because of some stuff that we coached on last year about getting off her ass and chasing her dreams. And I'm just thrilled to death for her. She said, and this is the other thing, she came this week after starting a business and stuff on her own, right? Well, she has a partner, but still, it's no easy feat to do. She said, I have been working on finishing this week. And one of the things that we coached on was the first year when she ran the Don't Stop Believing race, she finished the race crying her eyes out. And she said it was the first time that she had never quit on herself. It was the first thing she'd ever finished. And she was so proud. So I talked about it in last year's recap of the Don't Stop Believing race. Well, this year, she came across the finish line crying her eyes out again. And she just was so proud of herself for finishing and that she was now a finisher. Rather than this is the first time, she now identifies as a finisher. So she started a business and all this other stuff. Well, we coached while we were at Don't Stop Believing. We had some sessions together. And one of the things we talked about was she was still trying to hang on to this I don't finish thing. And so I challenged her. One of the things that was going on for her was she hadn't finished her degree. And she was two stinking classes shy. After 6 years or something like that. And I was so we need to just break this down and we're going to be a finisher and blah, blah, blah. And so she has officially this week reapplied to college to finish her degree that she has been putting off for years. And she lost 6.5 pounds this week. So I'm just so stupid proud of her. She just touches my heart. I love her to death. You should also check her out. It's C-A-R-A. V-E-L-A-S-C-O if you want to search for her and look her up. She's amazing. And then I also want to do a congratulations to Erin Harmon. She lost 7.11 pounds this week. Well, no, she lost it in one day, probably in the matter of just a few hours, working her ass off as she birthed her daughter, Jamie Grace. So we want to give her congratulations too, because we were just all oh my God. She said, I don't want to brag, but in one day, I lost 7.11 pounds. So it was amazing. We also have one other. Brenda Greenlee is celebrating that she can see more of her feet when she's in the shower. She looks straight down with no bending forward, and she looks forward to seeing her whole foot. So it was amazing. So that is our shout outs this week. I've told you what lip gloss I'm wearing. And we also have a question. I notice I get my urges throughout the day. In the early part of the day, I can solve it without food. But as the day goes on, especially when my family is home, I just give in with food. I feel mentally exhausted. I even forgot to pause this. Is the pure, what can I do? One of the things that I would do is ask yourself, what is the difference between the conversation you're having during the day and the one you're having at night? If during the day, it's a punitive conversation, you're wearing yourself out. And then at night, you have nothing left. You need to make sure that whatever the conversation is that you have during the day about not having whatever you're going to have and staying on plan is one that sounds good to you. I deserve to follow my plan. If you're sitting there thinking, no, I can't have that. No, I can't have that. I need to stay good. I need to do these things. If you're having that conversation, you're going to feel like shit at the end of the day. And you're going to be mentally exhausted. And so then when you get home, you are shutting down. You've practiced your brain on shutting it down. You need to go back to the day, because if you're having success saying no to urges, we want to make sure that you're having success saying no to urges in a way that energizes you and lifts you up going into the evening, that's not depleting you and like doing a lot of resistance and a lot of shaming and then wondering why you need a release at the end of the night. Okay. I have never really thought this way. The reason I usually want to eat is because I want it. How do I figure out if it is a different why? Make a list. Here's what I would do, Laurie. Like all the reasons why I overeat, all the reasons why I eat off plan, make a list of 20 of each one. You will find all kinds of reasons. A lot of times I want y'all to understand the reason why I make you do 10 to 20 things very often is it forces your brain to get creative. It forces you to write stuff down that might not even be there, but it also forces your brain to solve the problem rather than sitting around going, I just really don't understand why. It must be something unique. I probably should ask Corinne. Somebody must know better than me. Like, we have to bypass our brains shutting down, because here's the thing, your brain always knows. You have to bypass ignorance. And when you're saying, I don't know, I'm confused and stuff, that's like letting your brain play like it's ignorant. Our brains are not ignorant. Our brains know exactly why. A lot of you are simply eating because you want it. That's it. Almost, I'm going to tell you, it's very rare that I've ever found someone who was like, no, it wasn't because I wanted it. Like I really wasn't hungry. I really didn't want it. I just decided I was going to eat anyway. It's like most of us at some point really want it. Otherwise you wouldn't go for it, because if you didn't, like, it would be like, I mean, just, I want y'all to like think about how illogical it is to think that you never wanted it if you ever put it in your mouth. But we tell ourselves that that can't be it. It's like, what if it was just that simple? That sometimes you're like, and I think that's what scares most of you. You mean it's just that simple? That a lot of times I just want it, and that means I'm going to have to eat, like not eat when I want it. And like, yeah, it's really that simple. It's not overly complicated. It doesn't mean that like you had something terrible happen in your past and stuff. It doesn't even, that doesn't matter. In this moment, you're wanting it for some reason. Like it tastes good, looks good, pass the time. I got a whiff of it and got excited, whatever it is. That's why you want it. The question is going to be like, would you tell your best friend, well, every time you want something, you should just have it. Like, let's just say that all of us are our spouses. We've got women in here married to women and women in here married to the men. Let's say all them spouses, we were just going to like, we're going to have a conversation with them. I know sometimes you want someone else. And here's what I've decided. None of us should ever be denied our wants. So the next time you just want to like kiss somebody, smack them on the ass, little grabby grabby in the corner, whatever, you can have it. I'm no longer going to act like that's wrong. No, we all the time don't respond to our wants. We have to draw lines with ourselves. We have to do the same thing with food. It's like, why are you cheating on yourself? Like, think about it in that. Like, I like to think about sometimes when I'm like wanting to eat behind my own back or drink behind my own back, I'm like, would I ever tell Chris, like, I know, like, you really think her boobs are hot. I think you should just go over and squeeze on them. It's okay. I know you want it. I don't want you to sit around denied that pleasure. Would never give that advice to him. I would never give that advice to any of you. I would just be like, sometimes there's shit, like sometimes I want to like slap some motherfucker when I'm at the Kroger and they're taking too long, making a hostile takeover at the register. I don't just walk up to them like, well, I'm pissed, slap. We deny wants and desires and urges all the time. We have to be able to do it with ourselves. But when we talk, when we say food's different, food's harder, food's this, it's like, guys, that's how you're thinking about it. You have to decide. Food is not different than any other one. If I'm going to eat things simply because I want it, that means I am risking my future. I'm going to go to fat jail. I'm going, like, it would be like me if I just like slap somebody every time I'm in the Kroger and they piss me off, I'd be in jail. I don't want to go to overweight jail. It's just like, I don't want to divorce myself because I cheat on it all the time. But we do that stuff. So we have to, like, really think about it. And it's a lot of times it's just like, oh God, food really isn't different. It just feels different because I'm thinking it's different. But does that help me to think that food's different? No, it doesn't help me to think that. Here's what I would think. I'm working on not allowing food to be any different than any other relationship I have. I'm working on understanding that saying no to my urges is not any different than anything else. It's needed. If you want to think about it in a different way, just like, I just need to be working on it rather than thinking, but it's harder. Quit saying, but it's harder. Quit thinking, but it's harder. Just say, I'm just working on it. Lighten the mood a little bit in your own brain. Guys, if you keep making this seem like it's such an impossible feat and going to be the work of your life and all this other stuff, you're anxious before you even make your 24-hour plan. You're anxious before you even go home. You're anxious before you even eat the food because you have decided it's all so much harder. We have to decide it's a process, period. I'm taking down the emotional drama. It's like, remember how TNT used to say, like, we do drama? I'm always like, we're not TNT. We ain't got to be doing all this drama. We get to take, let's just be boring. It'd be awesome if we could just describe what we're working on with our life when it comes to our food, that we're just going to be really boring women talking about it. No more descriptors. No more wild-ass stories about why it's happening and stuff. What if it was all just, oh, you mean it's just a choice? You mean I just want it? It's like, yeah, what if we just made it real boring for a little bit? Because a lot of you, you'll even have judgments about that. My job is to help you not judge so much. I'm curious about the why you make the choice to overeat part. I made that choice last night for a popsicle without any drama. I worked through my whys, but I'm not sure what to work through with what. You need to ask yourself, why did I choose to eat a popsicle last night when it wasn't on my plan? It's probably because it tastes good. I didn't give myself a 90-second countdown. List all the reasons. It's not going to be anything super complicated. It's going to be really factual. Like, here's all the boring ass things I didn't do before I ate the popsicle. And that's what you want to do. Okay. I think that's it for today, y'all. Good. I'm just going to tell you, good work this week. I have seen so many amazing things happening in the tribe this week. I'm freaking thrilled. Sometimes I can't even believe all the cool things we're doing. I mean, just, and it's not just the weight loss. I know a lot of y'all are losing the weight, but it's just, newbies, this is what you've just stepped in. A lot of success. I mean, just the girls, if you read through the Facebook page, you're just going to read where people are releasing like so much heavy in their life, just going through life feeling tired all the time, going through life feeling like they just can't get ahead, feeling like, you know, the world just happens to me. And it's, I mean, a lot of us just have amazing lives, but we get so used to describing it as like, I'm just getting through that next day, just doing this. Like, we really teach you how to like look at your life, and if you don't like it, how to change it. And if you're looking at your life and it's just a shitty lens and it needs to be like a better lens because you have the amazing life, we start teaching you how to like truly see things in a whole new way. Okay. All right. Y'all have a good weekend. Newbies, I will see you tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. And then, Lord, am I also coaching on Sunday? Let me check. What is today? Okay. So all y'all know, my normal noon show on Sundays where I do the Zoom call. Newbies, if you need to know where I'm at, it's real simple. PNPtribe.com. Scroll down to the middle of the page. You will see the training calendar. Everything you need is right there. You probably got through it in your orientation, but you can find me everywhere. I will be on the orientation tomorrow, and I will also be with you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Time because I am flying to California to teach at a really nice retreat for a few days. But I will be with you during those days. I have all my time blocks where I'm going to be working in the tribe. My focus next week is to teach at the retreat and to be in the Facebook group and to be around for you guys. So there you go. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Bye.